Editor's note: this story was updated on February 18, 2025, at 2:55 p.m. with information on the town of Innisfil declaring a significant weather event. If you don't have to drive today, just stay home. South Simcoe Police urged residents to avoid unnecessary travel Tuesday, after another day of harsh winter weather continued to hammer the region. Severe weather conditions have created difficult driving conditions and resulted in road closures throughout Innisfil and Bradford West Gwillimbury, the department said in a social media post issued February 18. Police are reminding motorists to drive with extra caution and according to road and weather conditions. High winds and blowing snow can reduce visibility, especially in open and rural areas, and road conditions can change quickly. Stay safe and stay home if possible. A significant weather event declared in Bradford 2 days ago remained in effect today. Road crews were out overnight along with bulk removal crews, the town said in a social media post. Roads, for the most part, are completed aside from courts and wide corners. We are being challenged on sidewalks with yesterday's drifting and anticipate it being a few more days until all the sidewalks are open. Meanwhile, the town of Innisfil temporarily closed 20th Side Road, Big Bay Point Road to 9th Line, and Big Bay Point Road, 13th Line to Guest Road, due to whiteout conditions. On Tuesday afternoon, Innisfil joined Bradford by declaring a significant weather event in response to the snow and hazardous conditions. Innisfil's declaration remains in effect until further notice. While winter services do not change, residents can expect clearing activities to take longer to complete, with a continued focus on primary roads followed by secondary routes. Declaration by a municipality allows it to suspend timelines in Ontario's minimum maintenance standards for municipal highways. As a reminder, overnight parking restrictions are in place on Innisfil roads between midnight and 7 a.m. to assist with snow clearing operations. When clearing snow adjacent to your property, do not shovel snow onto the street, the town says. Consider lending a helping hand to neighbors who may have difficulties shoveling snow or leaving the house due to snow or ice. Residents are asked to be patient as snowplow crews work hard to ensure all roads and sidewalks are plowed and safe to travel on. Once Innisfil's declaration has been lifted, an update will be communicated via innisfil.ca and the town's social media channels. In a statement, Innisfil also echoed police sentiment. Travel may be hazardous due to sudden changes in the weather and blowing snow, the town said. If you don't need to go out, stay home and stay safe. If visibility is reduced while driving, slow down, watch for taillights ahead and be prepared to stop. A winter weather travel advisory is in effect for most of the area, including Innisfil, New Tecumseh, Bradford and Northern York region, with 5 to 10 centimeters of snow expected to fall today. There will be poor visibility at times, particularly over exposed areas, Environment Canada said. Lake effect snow will continue. Before ending this evening, the weather agency said in a statement. In addition, gusty winds will produce reduced visibility in blowing snow. Winds will diminish this evening. Travel may be hazardous due to sudden changes in the weather. For road conditions and other traveler information from Ontario's Ministry of Transportation, visit ontario.ca/511, twitter.com/511ontario, or call 511.